In 1917, President Woodrow Wilson took America into World War I. Wilson is probably one of the most despicable people in American history. He was a religious nut who admired the Ku Klux Klan, resegregated the federal government, and had these religious delusions of building a global utopia. Wilson proclaimed that by going into World War I, America would A, make the world safe for democracy, and that this would be the war to end all wars, that this would create some kind of global Christian utopia. Well, obviously, that didn't quite work out. Now, we can't cover all details of World War I here, but we will cover a very important point which would lay the groundwork for total disaster as the 20th century unfolded. The first stage of total disaster, which is not the main point we want to make, we do have to bring up the first stage of total disaster, was the insistence of Wilson in keeping the Russians in the war. Russia had taken a horrible bloodying at the hands of the Germans and desperately needed to get out of the war. But America insisted that the Russians stay in the war and threatened to cut off all financial relations with Russia. That helped bring down the Russian government and bring to power the communists. And we know what a bloodbath produced in the 20th century. The communists sought a peace treaty with Germany, the Treaty of Brest-Litovsk, and that led to Russia's final exit from the war. But that's just the beginning of the problems that would emerge here. Now, the larger problem was that Wilson promised the Germans the so-called 14 points if they would surrender, which included a whole series of feel-good things like ethnic self-determination, so on and so forth, reasonable peace terms. The Germans accepted Wilson's 14 points and surrendered. Now, what followed was just a tidal wave of fraud and disaster on a truly epic scale. Let's start with some basic points. In 1919, the German members of the Reichsrat, that was the parliament of Austro-Hungary, voted for Anschluss with Germany, according to Wilson's promise of self-determination. That was completely denied by the Allied powers. Now, you must understand, this whole time, the food embargo, which was killing hundreds of thousands of German civilians, was continued to squeeze the Germans into signing whatever the Allies wanted them to sign. The punitive nature of the Versailles Treaty is well documented. We don't need to discuss that here. What we do need to discuss, though, is the total fraudulence of Wilson's proposals. The deceit about self-determination in Europe would lay the groundwork for tremendous problems, and the punitive nature of the treaty would bring to power Hitler. But the fraudulent nature of what happened at Versailles vis-a-vis Wilson's 14 points would lay the groundwork for tremendous problems throughout the 20th century, and would definitely lay the groundwork for World War II. Now, another aspect of the war that has been less well covered has been the total fraud of Wilson and the British in the Middle East. The Arabs, like the Filipino independence movement and like the Vietnamese in World War II, were promised that if they went along with England and America and fought and bled and died for their freedom, they would get freedom. This was a lie from day one. And after World War I, the British double-crossed the Arabs and set up colonial regimes in what is modern-day Iraq, Jordan, Israel, Lebanon, and Syria. The French got Syria and Lebanon. Britain got Iraq, Jordan, and what is now Israel. As if to rub the whole thing in the Arabs, they also agreed, particularly influenced by reading the Bible and other great inspirational books, that it was time to set up a home for the Jewish people back in Israel. And so a campaign of ethnic imperialism was introduced where Arabs were pushed out and Jewish citizens were pushed in Israel. This began a whole series of problems, obviously. But that was not really the big bloodbath that occurred. The bloodbath that occurred was in Iraq, and it was also the French occupation of Syria was very bloody, because the Iraqis, they were rather upset at having been double-crossed. So this led to a very bloody British campaign to repress them. Now, never underestimate Anglo-Saxon ingenuity. They came up with a brilliant plan that actually did work. Britain was basically damn near broke after the war, And they had to do imperialism on the cheap. It was, they, as you probably hear from the U.S. budget, they had to, you know, be budget sound. And what they figured out was that by carpet bombing and murdering Iraqi civilians by air power, they could intimidate the Iraqis into going along with accepting their betrayal by England and the crushing of the Iraqi independence movement. Now, this was very... Winston Churchill was in charge of this, by the way, the great hero of the neocons. So there's a tradition of Churchill in Iraq. Churchill also advocated that the troublesome Iraqi towns and villages should be carpet bombed with poison gas. This suggestion from the great hero of the neocons was not adopted by the British Air Force. However, the guy who supervised this for England, Arthur Harris, would later develop the tactic of area bombing in World War II, which involved not bothering to aim at military targets, but knowingly and deliberately trying to incinerate entire cities with all the civilians and works of art in them. And Arthur Harris got his start in the murder of civilians in Iraq. Now, this would also have very big issues for global disarmament, because in the global disarmament talks of the 20s and the 30s, there was an awareness that the carpet bombing of civilians was probably not a good thing and probably something that everybody ought to avoid. However, England sabotaged, even Germany supported, even Nazi Germany supported this, but England sabotaged every effort to restrict the bombing of civilians because it wanted an exemption in its imperial territories to engage in the wholesale mass murder of civilians. So the peace in the Middle East, a great author called it the peace to end all peace, sort of a satire of Wilson's deluded war to end all wars, laid the groundwork for the wars that were to come. It was a massive study in fraud and hypocrisy, and the dishonesty of the Anglo-American powers would have very grave consequences in terms of the future of the world. The say nothing of laying the groundwork for the even bigger disaster of World War II, but laying the groundwork for the current very dangerous situation in the Middle East. And we will discuss more about this in future lectures. This is the end of the lecture so far.